Whoa.
People are weird.
Confinement.
People are weird.
Confinement.
People are weird.
True story.
This is Bruce. Welcome to another session with the Jester.
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do. Or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Seed from Humble Seed Company, and they're 3 for $30.
That's small.
Oh, okay. 3 for $30 on the feminized seeds.
I bought where?
That top leaf, right next to fucking. Oh, what the fuck is that damn dispensary right off the
rest? Different smell. I like it though. To me, it's not lemony.
Bunker 420.
I got this.
Right, oh, is
the first one. Chronic Link, and then. Between the two Chronic Links is
the one with the big fence.
Yeah.
It don't smell lemony to me.
You see, I smell lemony. What do you smell, like a diesel?
No, like a...
They're the ones that sell the seeds.
I don't know, but it smells good. I like the smell to it.
So do I.
But it doesn't smell lemony to me. That one shit that we had that last year, that was really lemony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The taste, I mean, like you fucking had some...
It wasn't that super lemony.
I don't remember what it
was. So you think I could pack more in here, or should I just leave it like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you can put a little bit more in there, not too much.
Now, will these
you
shrink
just don't
up?
Want to pack it.
Will these still shrink up more as they're carrying?
Not too much after their drying stage.
Because right, I've dried them for like 11 days.
But it can make them stronger. When you're curing it, it can make it more potent.
Yeah.
There's people, they say, I've read, that won't smoke weed unless it was cured for a year.
Really?
Like a wine, like you know how they age shit like that? There's people that are like that out there.
That's why I kind of want to cure it for like a month, month and a half before I got into it. Because I'm not hiring for weed. I got like fucking 4 ounces at home. And all different shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, leave
in
me a
fact,
little nugget.
In fact, I want to.
Leave me a little nugget, I'll roll it up and let you know what I think about
it. In fact, I went to, the goodies last week.
I'll save it for tomorrow morning.
And I used my last fucking punch on my punch card. I just bought a cheap $50 fucking house of Northern Lights. And they punched. He goes, you get your free gift. He goes, pick any one of them $150 ounces with me. So I got fucking 2 ounces for fucking $50.
Can't beat that.
That's nice.
They sell $50 ounces there? Mm-hmm. At Goodies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll roll this up tomorrow. When I haven't smoked something yet. And I'll make sure this is the first thing it's smoked.
Yeah,
so then I can really tell you.
Yes. Well, before I dried it, I snipped the fucking top off and threw it in the bowl.
Out.
We got fucking grits.
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck this is that smell.
Well, I'm going to get to the house and get that shit. My dad's already pissed about the fucking... I mean, I got some really nice fucking crowns off my wand.
It's crazy how much bud shrinks.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, buddy.
You get fucking nuggets like this.
They'll be down to nothing. I did the Denison fucking Phil deal.
Drink water, bud.
There's water in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, those weren't bad. I ended up with like
16
fucking buds like that.
You're such a butthead.
And then from the ground down.
You just can't let anything be, huh? That's why we can't have nice things.
No, grove bag, what you do is you cure it in that. Or you wet trim it, or you let it dry right in the grove bag, and you cure it right in the grove bag. You cure it there for like a month and a half.
See, a lot of people are for wet trim, a lot of people are against wet trim.
See, I wet trim these, and
a lot of people,
dry trim them after.
A lot of people say they'll just clip off the big fan leaves.
Yeah.
And then just let the rest of the shit dry. But then you got a lot of
fucking
trim to do. I hate trim.
I got probably another hour left to go.
It's trimming.
Alright, bro.
I go by with our trim machines.
Don't you have a bag?
A fucker in it. And just...
Yeah, but I don't have a fucking machine. What? The machine's trim.
I heard you can dry it and cure it in paper bags too, but I don't know if I can.
I've heard that, but. You gotta be careful not to over dry it. That's the problem. If you dry it too quick.
I don't think this is over dry to you.
No, this thing. No. Over dry is if you would. And it just.
Crumbled powder.
I hate that shit, and that happens quick too.
Oh yeah.
Because the smaller the buds, the quicker it dries.
Yeah.
And you have like no control, really. And if you read up on it, they tell you to dry it for 2 weeks.
14 days, 10 to 14 days.
Yeah.
Mine drove. I put mine.
You know how hard it is to get it for 2 weeks without it turning dry as a bone?
I kept my humidity in my room right at 58% after you told me to put heat into it. I kept it right at 58% and 65% or 65 degrees.
That's perfect.
I started it last Monday.
Sometimes.
So I've only dried it for 9 days. But I don't think it'll hurt it to you.
Did you flush them?
Oh, dude, for the last fucking 3-4 weeks, all I gave was straight water. So all I gave was water.
They make some flush stuff too now.
I have it. I have a bottle of that flush. It's called Final Flush or whatever the fuck it is.
It depends on what brand you get, I guess.
I was told to flush it, you have to pull it out of the medium and just let this roast all that just put in water.
Soaking in water.
I've never heard
like, 2 weeks before.
Just water, plain water for 2 weeks.
I just flush it.
That's all I had been watering in my plant, so just stay water.
Yeah, if you're not giving it any nutrients and just letting the sun do the treatment, probably won't need a flush. I heard some people only have flushing buttons, dude. I don't want to be smoking all that shit.
Oh, that's when you have black ash and those burn, smoke harsh and shit. Yeah. Keeps going out.
But as I'm trimming it, I'm scraping my scissors off and putting it all in a fucking ball.
Oh, yeah, scissor hash. Yeah. That's what we used to always smoke that shit. Put it in a bowl and smoke it. That shit gets you fucking hot.
Yeah.
And it tastes good, too, usually. Yeah. It's that fresh shit right off the face. You got all them trikes and everything.
All solid.
Yeah. And the trikes is what gives it all that good, yummy smelling.
Yeah. I just don't know if I cut this a little early. I don't think
so.
They don't
look
too
bad.
They were fucking, they were probably 75% cloudy.
They say.
A little bit clear. I don't want them to go to
all Andrew. All the white hairs,
turn
like 70%, you want brown
red.
Or orange, or
red.
You want them to change?
Okay, is that what I'm looking for?
No, all my triclones or trichromes, they were all cloudy, except probably 25% of them.
Right.
But I didn't want to take them to amber color either, because then they're getting confused. Alright, man, let me know how that is.
I will. Tomorrow, though. I'll save it for tomorrow.
No,
I haven't
fine. Smoked
nothing yet.
That's fine.
I like the smell of it, though.
So do I. I was pretty fucking happy about it.
Smells like peaches, almost.
See, I don't get that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're not going with me, man.
Come here, Benjamin.
Oh. It's funny because he brings this down to show me. Because Dennis's birthday was Saturday, right?
Oh, sure.
On the 9th. And, I had football all day out in Dunkirk. When I got home, later on, Dennis comes over. He's like, yeah, Paul gave me a bag of a weed for my birthday. He said he grew it. I'm like, oh yeah, let me see. I've been waiting to see this. I looked at it. I go, this motherfucker, man, fucking lying ass motherfucker. I said, I'm telling you right now, dude, he did not grow that. He did not grow that. Because he grew all outdoor. Outdoor don't look bright green like that. It does not look that. And I told him it was all. I mean, it looked. You could tell. Someone knew what the fuck they were doing. The buds are nice. That's perfectly fucking trimmed. Barely any fucking leaf whatsoever on it. Had a perfect smell, taste, everything. I said, that's the $150 ounce he's talking about. That's what I told Dennis. Because he said he had got that $150 ounce. That's exactly.
Just drinking.
I don't know why he's always making up stories.
You know where the water is.
But yeah, that thing I sent you. Don't you think it's a coinky dink?
that we're coming into the flu year. They're really trying to push this fucking vaccine again. Now all of a sudden, all these medicines that you use when you get sick have this ingredient in it that FDA finds that does not work.
Well, I don't think...
It says in that article that they're going to remove it all off the shelves in the United States.
Well, if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But then again, how do we trust them? You can't trust anybody.
You've taken NyQuil, haven't you?
Yeah.
Does it work for you? It worked for me.
It knocked me out.
That's what I'm saying. It worked for me. I don't know what... I just think they're doing that so you have no other fucking alternative.
Yeah.
Than to take a fucking vaccine.
Fucking shot.
That's how I look at it.
I want to say that you're not, you're right. That's a definite possibility.
You got 50 people laying in a hospital bed sick with influenza, which it puts people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the COVID shit. And I can't go and get some NyQuil or shit that I used last time because it worked. And I'm really getting sick here. So I'm fearing. Yeah. At least half of them 50 are going to say, okay, give me that fucking shot. You know what I mean? Out of fear. Because they're sick at the moment.
Yeah, but...
And
look,
they don't have...
Honestly, I'm done caring. I don't care about people anymore.
You know what I'm saying?
If people are going to be stupid enough to do... Let people do whatever they want. Darwin, man. Survival of the fittest.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying, though?
Well, I get it.
It's like they're going to... That fear factor is going to be there because there's no other medicine for them to start feeling better.
Yeah. You like it, don't you? You like it, don't you?
And it's out of all these years, all these medicines have been out.
Oh, my bad.
You're
going to
hurt yourself,
all
bud.
All these medicines.
Yeah. Here you go.
Or out of all these years, they have these medicines. Now they want to, you want to play tug of war?
Uh-huh.
Now you finding it where it don't work all of a sudden, right before election, while you're trying to fucking pass.
Yeah, but in America, it's always right before an election.
It seems that way.
Yeah,
well, no,
it
is. Is. It practically is. How are you, man? Don't bite on his coat. Don't let him bite on your coat.
Oh, it's cool.
He just wants to play.
He's nibbling
now. Yeah, does it hurt? Does it hurt?
Hey,
yeah.
Stop!
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Too expensive. When?
At school.
How?
My pencil.
How the hell you cut your finger on a pencil? Ain't you supposed to put the pencil to paper, not pencil to finger?
Well, I was holding it in my hand, and when I was writing, I told Paxton if he wants one of these, and to take one of them off of my pencil, and he did, and when he done it, my finger was on the
house,
so my pencil was touching it, and then he accidentally came down when my finger was locked in place.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No. It was like a real pinch. Like this. I can't pinch.
Now you're making your dad cry.
See?
Yeah, your whole work? You meant to bring it back to you and you weren't there no more.
Good luck with that.
Okay, when you throw it, hey, try throwing it this way. Hold it in your hand and try to throw it like this, almost like you're skipping a rock. It might go further if you can get it to spin.
I told her.
If she sits and spins. I dated a midget once.
Did you?
I was nuts over her.
No.
Get it?
Yeah, I I went camping with a stripper once, or with a midget once. That was intense.
Yep. I dated a midget. She's dead now. We were playing ping pong. She ran off the table. See? That's what I was talking about, bud. Just like that. It's like a frisbee. You think the world smells different to a midget in a crowded elevator?
Oh. What happened?
You just, he's fine.
It's hard not to, he's like a cat.
Yeah, he's all up under your foot.
Hell, I stepped on my cat's feet.
Cats, they don't like to walk through your feet when you're walking. My dad used to get so pissed.
I'm fucking
kicking
the
balls, I'm telling you. I'm gonna fucking kick it across the ground.
Yep. Make you fall.
He loves it. He loves it.
Okay, why don't you go in and change your shirt? Then you come out and run around in the dirt and stuff. You haven't been to school for a month yet.
Come here, Benjamin.
Why do shoes gotta be so fucking expensive?
Go change your shoes. Well, I got him, so he doesn't follow you.
You know how much the motherfucking shoes are?
I'm sure they aren't cheap.
I want them shoes. And I don't have them because for my size, you're paying over $300.
Ouch.
Yeah, shoes are expensive. Even
size,
regular shoes.
They're like $150.
Regular shoes, you're paying $100.
If you want name brand, you're paying.
Even more.
You could get cheaper shoes. Like, my mom bought him a pair of Under Armour shoes. They're like $49. But nowadays, all these kids, they want these, well, not nowadays, it's been like that forever. They want Nikes, Jordan.
I just want a pair of shoes to cover
nowadays,
my feet.
Nowadays, it's LeBron.
I got your piggy tail.
I won't let my kids wear LeBron nothing.
Hell, well, we didn't have those back
then. Well, back in your days, they didn't have basketball shoes and shit. Basketball shoes in your day were Converse.
Yeah,
Oh yeah, I know. I say it because I've read. Michael Jordan is the one that actually came out with basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Because before Jordan signed with Nike, the only thing Nike made was track and field.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan was the first basketball shoe at Fortnite.
I just said one.
And the NBA banned the sneaker.
Why?
It said they're gonna fine him every time he wears them, and he won them every fucking game. So I'll find him in confinement.
Whoa.
Yo.
Got
no.
Some thought paper for that one.
Quick! Ew!
But yeah, he they call him Jordan Band, B-A-N-N-E-D.
Did you take care of them?
Take care of what? No.
Oh, shit. Good boy.
Yeah, and then ever since then, it just exploded with different shit.
Yeah.
Like, Jordan said his first pair of shoes that he wore for basketball were Converse. He really wanted to sign a deal with Converse. You want to know what's funny about that?
Tell me.
Nike owns Converse now.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? Speaking of that, back in February of 2020, I was sitting at home and I seen something. I'm like, oh shit, man, hell yeah. So I filled out an application for it and everything. It was for a Nike tester to test their clothing and shoes and stuff. Sorry, at this time.
This is her famous spot.
We're not gonna accept your application. Da 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 da. We're sorry. I wrote back like it's because I'm white and it's something to do with sports. I'm sorry, a father's just trying to get a break. And, you know, da da da. Well, yesterday or the day before, I think it was yesterday. I'm sitting there and I get a text message, and I look, And I'm looking at my old message in February. I look all the way down at a new message. Congratulations, we accepted your application. And I'm like, motherfucking, ever from 2003 years later, I finally get okay.
You know what that is, motherfucker? That's your white privilege.
But
white privilege.
That's all they said. I didn't get no information. Right. I'm not getting no email or nothing like that.
Maybe they'll just mail you stuff.
They want to ask me my size. They need my size, right?
Maybe it wasn't that on the application?
They tried to trap me.
Oh.
So I just, I said for Jordan Apparel.
Yeah.
That's what I went for. So I might be getting all Jordan shit. But that'd be cool to start getting all the Jordan retros before they release so I can test them out for them and start a YouTube page.
That would be some good shit.
I end up getting paid off of that.
Yeah, there.
Because you don't get paid for testing your shit, you get free shit.
Yeah, but then you gotta make that's an opportunity to build off of.
Yeah, and not only that, is if I'm getting these Jordan retros before the store's there, I'd be able to turn around and sell the motherfuckers, and some of them would be over $1,000 sneaker.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you kept them, wouldn't they grow in value?
They can. Maybe. Or maybe they'll stay at the same price. Or if you get them before anyone else, people are going to chance to get them at retail. If I have them a month before they release, and someone wants them real bad, I could get them for way over retail.
There you go.
Just so someone can say, look, I have these, and they don't come out until 4 months from now.
Let me tell you, first one.
Whew.
Yeah.
Thank you for wearing him out. He loves seeing you.
That would be cool because I'm sitting here thinking, oh man, I ain't going to want to give up none of my Jordans or nothing. But then I'm sitting here, after a while testing these, I'm going to have abundance of stuff.
You are.
So I would want to end up getting rid of some of it.
Yeah, probably.
I just hope it all happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'll show you. I went right on the Nike motherfucking app. I went right on the Nike app and filled out the form. And then back February 7, 2020, I get your application. Well, when I first did, your application has been received. Thank you for your interest in Nike product. We will be in contact with you once your application has been processed. And then 4 days later, thank you for your interest in Nike product testing. Unfortunately, your application for footwear basketball testing cannot be accepted at this time. And that's when I hit him with a course, because I'm white. Plus, you don't want good fathers to test your stuff. God forbid we catch a break. Adidas it is. And then they hit me back with a same text that they, you know, they replied the same text that made me say that. And then I hit him back with, because I'm white. That's all it is. Black or Hispanic, you'd be all over it. It's obvious nowadays.
No, crap.
And then left it at that. That was February 26, 2020. Then yesterday, I get, congratulations, you've been accepting the Nike product testing. Your application has been approved for apparel, Jordan. Thank you again for joining our team.
Wait for further.
Yeah, so I said, awesome, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Where do we start? That's what I replied back. But where's...
Wait and see.
Send me something, an email. I've been looking at my emails to see if I would get like some kind of email or some follow-up stuff or something.
Over across the street there.
But you know what the thing about that is?
Great big
you made somebody stop and think.
I don't think so. I think that was just a computer that sends out these things, and they don't even
They would have though. Like, I'm guessing you said some keywords that made that your text be highlighted, and somebody checked it out.
Or else I was just on the waiting list so long, fucking 3 years later, I finally made it to the top.
Yeah. Maybe. Possibly.
Because that was, like I said, February 2020.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's a while ago. I thought it was February last year.
February 2020.
3 years ago.
3 years, over 3 years, going on four.
Pandemic time.
February is not far away.
Right.
What is it? September, October, November, December, January, 5 months. It'll be 4 years.
Well, I've come to find out that they really appreciate my work that I'm doing.
Yeah.
They like me there so far.
Good.
Say, well, so prove it on the paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I should get paid tonight. And this should be my biggest paycheck so far. Last week I was satisfied, like happy. So, but last week's paycheck, I was only going to Buffalo half the time. This paycheck, I went to Buffalo every day.
Alright.
So,
it'll be more.
It better be more.
Too bad they didn't give you a company car.
That'd be better.
Yeah, that'd
be awesome.
Yeah.
Be better. But then they wouldn't pay me the 40 cents a mile.
Yeah, then they'd take care of it.
Yeah, but then you'll have your car last longer, too.
Yeah, true.
Come on!
40 cents a mile.
Come on!
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Because what is it? 70 miles-ish?
Well, I don't go. I usually go to. I've gone Lackawanna, which is about 55 to 60.
So cut that in half, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And you make $25 a trip or one way.
Plus, I get paid to drive there, my hourly to drive there. So I get, what? That's over $30 an hour just to drive to Buffalo.
You want me to?
And back.
Plus the work you do.
Plus the work I do up there.
You want me to give. Some water?
Yes, please. And I work 8-hour days pretty much every day.
Okay.
I'm surprised Benjamin didn't follow.
Because he ran? Or are you seeing the other kid? The other kid's over there. Trey, I think. I wonder where the fucking Dennis is
at. I messaged him, but then we started recording, so I...
Well, I messaged him good morning at 7:34. He messaged back at 9:43 saying morning. And I messaged him at 11:25 saying, hey, any chance you got that $40? I'm just trying to get my money together for some bills. Go run some errands. Haven't heard from him. Probably shouldn't have started that. I should have said, hey, what are you up to? And then get a reply and then hit him with that.
Benjamin!
Yeah.
We'll get you some water. Thank you. That's not Bentley.
Oh, I met.
Bentley's his brother.
Wait. I met Ben.
Benjamin. Benjamin.
I got used to the bathroom so bad.
Why are you telling us about it?
I don't know.
For what?
Hey.
Did
he
dump the water?
Yeah, he
dumped
the water.
Benjamin,
oh,
okay.
Come out of the faucet.
Why don't you just get it right there? Okay? Okay. You get it right there. Just turn it out real slow.
Ooh. Oh, I wish I had tomorrow. I wish I had you paid already. Spaghetti's been good to tonight.
This
is not water.
It's coffee. Is it coffee? Yeah, he loves coffee.
Dude, I swear to God, I feel my fucking phone vibrate. The other day, I had it in my fucking hand, and I know I felt it vibrate. Nothing on my phone.
You know what Kiana said? She said that she was in gym class and she walked up to this boy, like some ugly boy, she said. She goes, but he was in all, like, four or five of my classes, and she's like, hey, do you want to be friends? Like, do you want to exchange snaps? And he's like, oh, I have a girlfriend. She's like, it's not nothing like that. I just seen you in a couple of my classes. And I guess...
Oh, it goes to the other one that's wet.
I guess the boy must have said something to the girlfriend, and the girlfriend went to the principal's office and said, told the principal that Keanu was trying to get with her boyfriend. And they called her into the office. And Keanu's like, what? She's like, all I was trying to do was be his friend because we're in three or four or five classes together.
Wow.
And it had to have been something
simple.
Why
would they call you into an office?
Why is that a... Why would you waste time?
Mom, do you see what happened to me?
It's the liberal school system.
What'd you do? On the playground?
No. Pencil.
They're trying to regulate people's lives. People need to fucking just grow up.
I wish I had a cool temper, because I'd like to call the school and just be like, yeah, this is so-and-so. I'm calling in regards to my daughter. I was told that you got called into the office today. And I would just like to hear your side of the story of it. And then after they said whatever, I said, so, you know, even if she was trying to hit on him.
What business is that?
Is that a rule in your school? You're not allowed to do that?
Well, she was just like, I was so confused when I got, she goes, I was scared when they asked me to go down to the principal's office. Because she goes, I don't know what she didn't do anything. She goes, there was nothing that I did.
Right.
And then she goes, then they said that.
Benjamin.
And hey, I guess
you see him?
I see him. He's in.
And then I guess the principal was real nice to her and said that was it. And she's like, yeah. And then she goes, well, if they further harass you, let me know. And they will do something. I guess Keanu's like, oh,
probably
you're dating Josie, and he was like, yeah, and she's like, oh, I love Josie, and then that was it. And she didn't like that. How'd you do that with a pencil?
They didn't call you and tell you that something happened to him? But they're supposed to tell you when he gets cut or something.
Or the pencil, or something like that. No, they only care if she's hitting on somebody else's boyfriend.
Yeah. He gets caught in school, you don't hear a phone call. Someone asked for a phone number in school, and then you're calling the FBI to get an investigation going. What the fuck?
Hey, I put it back on. I don't want it to bleed.
Oh, it won't bleed now. It's all clotted. That's what the Band-Aid is used for, to help you clot your
blood. Kind of clotted my...
Benjamin!
I cut my hand without me even knowing.
That's what people do. They ask for people's phone numbers that are in the same class as you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I did. But it was their home phone, and I was tied to the wall. What?
People are weird.
True story. I trust Benjamin a lot more now. Where'd he go?
See, that's why I always keep to myself.
Because people are just ridiculous.
And, I don't know.
Well, when we went to school, it wasn't like that.
Every time you try to do something right in life, it seems like you get smacked in the face.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I've never understood that. Like, you just trying to be, like when, okay, for instance, I'm sitting here, we're all sitting here, me, Sam, Dennis, watching our kids play baseball. Right fucking in front of us, this bully kid on the team goes like this to this other kid. Their baseball bat in his hand. Goes like this. Stops. This far away from him. With a bat.
Have it.
And then goes, bink, right in the fucking face.
No, you will die if
right?
You have it.
Kid's bawling. Laying on the ground bawling. No coaches are coming. No fucking parents are coming. No nothing. Sam walks over there and, hey, buddy, you all right? Da, 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 you all right? The mom finally comes over. Finds out kid's hurt, whatever. We walk away. I see the mom up at the bathroom, so I tell her, hey, I just want to let you know that that was no accident. I was standing right there, and the kid stopped right in front of him, then bang, right in the face. I just wanted you to know that. You know, you're a parent. I think you should know that. This fucking bitch goes over to the mom of the kid that did it. I just want you to let you know these people over here saying that your son did it on purpose. And I don't think your kid would ever do that. And I'm like, are you fucking... And she was sitting right there hearing all of it. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We try to do what's right as parents. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then, like, what the fuck? That's why you can't do anything good in life. You try to do something good in life, you get shit on.
Yeah, you do.
You kind of want to just keep
to
yourself.
You gotta do you, exactly. You just do you, man.
Yeah.
And have a dog named Benjamin.
Worst try.
He had to take a deuce. He usually does every day when he gets home from school.
Ow! Fuck. I hate when that shit happens. You ever bite your tongue when you sneeze? No. It happens to me all the goddamn time.
Have you ever sneezed and tried to hold it in, and then you can feel it come out of your eye?
I have not.
I have.
I've had a bloody nose so bad that blood was coming out of my eyes.
It's disturbing.
You could go like this, and at all your pressure, and you can learn to squirt shit out your eye. You never seen anyone do that?
I think I have.
I know a guy. I don't know a guy, but I seen a guy on TV or on the internet.
Can you blow bubbles?
That did that with milk.
Is that how you wore your shirt all day?
What?
Like this?
Yeah. Is that how you wore it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you was trying to be cool.
What's wrong with that?
Look at it. Put one end to the other end.
It matches two bottoms.
Look, hey, flip up right here. Hey, flip this up.
Rock.
No, not that shirt. The Yankee shirt. Listen,
the
hey.
College. What's up the college?
Oh. Yeah.
I'm calling my friend Matthew right now.
You see the button there?
See the button wrong.
Have you ever bowled?
I thought you were my friend.
Have you ever bowled bubbles with your mouth?
I've heard.
What?
Sorry.
You're dead. He's being dirty.
What?
He's calling your dad gay.
I would never.
Wait, George. Come here. Come on.
Kay, you come here. I want to see something real quick.
Come on,
don't do that shit. Go brush your teeth.
Why?
Because you got, you just got home from school and you ate twice already today. Will you go brush your teeth for me, please?
Yeah, because you don't want to get rotten teeth. That sucks. Benjamin!
You have a bunch of, like, Cheetos or chips or some shit. They looked yellow because you had, like, cheese covering them.
He's such a good dog.
Not that.
No, I'm good.
I put all those away.
Benjamin!
Where is he?
He's on the other side of the car.
I think Kayla's still over there.
Oh. Huh. Benjamin! Good boy. Here's your good boy. I just don't like you being out of my sight for too long. So who knows what you'd do. I think you're pretty good so far. You're not so much a puppy anymore. There's the puppy.
I want a minute.
Okay.
Now he's ready to play.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when you've been out. Come
on. Benjamin. Good boy. Benjamin. Good boy. Benjamin! This goddamn dog.
Oh, he went right over there up on the deck to the dog.
Oh, he's coming back, I think.
Benjamin!
I thought I seen him.
There he comes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Did he just run into the fence?
Yeah, but his eye, eye was right there.
Whoa.
Not the fence, the corner of the side.
The garage.
The side. Go down, buddy. You should be over there.
I don't know.
You're okay.
Can't cry.
You alright?
He needs another toothbrush.
Yeah.
Why?
Because one of the kids left it by the stairs collecting dust. Has dust on it now.
There's a toothbrush in the bedroom and a whole big pack.
Caleb.
What?
You already have mud in it.
That'll come out. It's not stained stuff. Mud's not bad because that will come out usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's gray Nike sweats. I had to put stuff on them because he must have knelt down in the grass.
Oh, yeah. Grass is hard to get out. Mom gets different that shit
material
out. I don't know what mom uses.
Different material.
Come back.
Harder to come out.
Good boy.
Could you imagine running everywhere?
I know, right? I thought that the other day about him.
I wish I could.
That would be nice.
My lungs would be burning. My chest would be hurting real bad.
If you were David Goggins, you'd say, stop being a pussy. Make it happen.
I would, but I'd throw up everywhere, too. Or at least dry heat.
Now, you're so used to running around.
Come here.
So, Uncle.
Build up the leg.
I know you said no to this before. But I have the opportunity to put this podcast on Channel 716. I have the equipment to do it if we could record it.
Well, I'm not going to be on it. You guys can be on it.
What do you think about that, Phil?
What?
Recording a podcast here on video.
On video?
On video.
On video. It'll be on Channel 716.
Not me.
I don't know. I'd rather do a porn.
we can work something out.
You ain't expecting nothing, are you? Are you, Uncle?
No, not that I know.
Benjamin, don't go too close to the road, okay?
You were weird.
True story.
Hey, guys. Fuck. Hey, everyone. This is Jester here. I sure as hell hope you enjoyed that episode. Because there's a hell of a lot more coming on the way. And just share, like, subscribe, follow. Put it on all your social medias. Help everybody hear this conversation. In the meantime, just fucking smoke weed every day and fucking make shit happen, man.